Today I'm going to be talking about a New Year's resolution 2019, going on the divine diet. And we're going to talk from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 21. And you can find that on page 1006 in the Red Bibles. As 2019 approaches, it's a natural time of year to stop and reflect on what we have done or haven't done during the past year. For many of us, 2018 has been a time of countless changes. We try to look ahead, make a new resolution or commitment for needed change in our lives. This change can be the elimination of an undesired trait or behavior we have, or it can be an improvement to our life by trying to do something new, like accomplishing a personal goal. The top resolution for many Americans is losing weight and becoming physically fit. Billions of dollars are spent at the beginning of each new year in an attempt to go on a diet and exercise. Americans have an obsession to eating with reckless abandon, but wanting to look beautiful or handsome at the same time. But did you know that 66% of adult Americans are considered to be overweight or obese? Or that by the year 2050, one-third of all adult Americans will be diabetic? According to the American Journal of Medicine, the average American diet is high in sweet and fried foods. This type of diet raises a person's risk of dying early. Likewise, the average American diet is full of added sugar, saturated fats, sodium, carbohydrates, as well as preservatives and chemicals. So just think about that the next time you're splurging and enjoying that Twinkie or Ho-Ho that you're about to have. In fact, when compared to other cultures around the world, Americans have a considerably higher risk of cardiovascular as well as non-cardiovascular death. Doesn't matter which way we go. But it is not only how we eat, but what we eat. Is the food we're eating healthy for us? Has it been genetically modified? Is it safe from bacteria like E. coli? What we should eat, when should we eat it, and how should we cook it? What about the medicines I take to counteract my dietary ineptness? Then there's exercise. Exercise? What about exercise? How much is the right amount? Should I run, jog, or walk? Am I looking for cardiovascular improvement or muscular definition? Many of us say to ourselves that my resolution for the upcoming year is to maintain my current shape, which is round. There are thousands of different diets. These diets claim to help you lose weight, lower cholesterol, lower blood sugar, oxygenate your blood, help you live a long and healthy life, not to mention make you look better and more toned or fit to the people you come into contact with. The 9 most popular diets presently in use are, number 1, the Atkins diet. Atkins focuses on controlling levels of insulin in the body through a low carbohydrate diet. Number 2, the Zone diet. It aims for a nutritional balance of 40% carbohydrates, 30% fats, and 30% protein in each meal. Then you have the ketogenic diet. And of course, they all have their big books that go along with it. This reduces carbohydrate intake and ups the fat intake. This allows the body to burn fat as fuel rather than carbohydrates. The vegetarian diet. There are many types of vegetarian diets, but the majority of them do not allow you to eat animal-based foods, except for eggs, dairy, and honey. Then we have the vegan diet. A vegan does not eat anything that is animal-based, including eggs, dairy, and honey. Many vegans eat a certain way for environmental, ethical, or compassionate reasons. The Weight Watchers diet. This diet focuses on losing weight through diet, exercise, and a support system. the South Beach diet. This diet was developed by a cardiologist and a nutritionist, and it focuses on the control of insulin levels as well as the benefits of unrefined slow carbohydrates versus fast carbohydrates. Number 8 is the raw food diet. This diet involves eating and consuming foods and drinks that are not processed. They are completely organic and plant-based. Lastly, the Mediterranean diet. This diet is from Southern Europe and specifically focuses on the nutritional habits of the people of Crete, Greece, and Southern Italy. The diet emphasis is on plant foods, fresh fruit as dessert, beans, nuts, whole grains, seeds, and olive oil as the main source of dietary fats. I know it's not from this country. Anyway, all of these diets present certain benefits that you must choose the one which best suits you. However, the best diet I have found, and I beg each of you to consider, is to go on the divine diet for your New Year's resolution. To present your bodies to Christ as they are. To be renewed in the Word of God. When you feed in the Word of God, you can eat as much as you want. You can eat wherever and whenever you want. The more you read and feed yourself, the more you understand God's love and the grace that He has shown each of us. In Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, I urge you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spirit worship. Do not be conformed to the age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is good, pleasing, and the perfect will of God. We all have special abilities, unique to each one of us, made in God's image. By utilizing the divine diet principle, we need to look at ourselves introspectively and with God to see what we can do to develop our traits and bring glory to God by bringing others to Him so that they may be saved and understand the peace and love that God gives each of us. Verses 3 through 8 further tell us, for by the grace given to me, I tell everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he should think. Instead, think sensibly, as God has distributed a measure of faith to each one. Now, as we have many parts in one body, and all the parts do not have the same function, in the same way, we who are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Accordingly to the grace given to us, we have different gifts. If prophecy, use it according to the standard of one's faith. If service, in service. If teaching, in teaching. If exhorting, in exhortation. Giving, with generosity. Leading, with diligence. Showing mercy, with cheerfulness. Yes, but the divine diet goes even further. The divine diet addresses how we must live each day of our lives with love and how we must use love in our daily communication with people, our friends, neighbors, family, not to mention our employers, work peers, and just plain people we bump into every day. As Einstein said, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Each evening, as we are getting ready for bed, we all mentally prepare for the next day. Sometimes our minds are on the task, assignment, lesson, or job ahead. But most of the time, our minds are preparing us for how to deal with the social interactions that we will be having the next day. At school, for example, Edward keeps messing with me and teasing me. John is pressuring me to join his group. Or I feel really stupid right now because I don't understand the math assignment for tomorrow. In contrast, my work environment is bad right now. Sarah is off on maternity leave. Frank has a bad attitude because he didn't get his promotion. Bob can't focus on his job because of family issues. And Ralph and I just plain don't like each other, and we verbally spar with each other every chance we get. This is not what God wants us to do. God wants us to take the high road, as his son Jesus did. Romans verses 9 through 18 addresses what we as Christians need to do. It states, love must be without hypocrisy, detest evil, cling to what is good, show family affection to one another in showing honor, do not lack diligence, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord, rejoice in hope, be patient in affliction, be persistent in prayer. Share with the saints in their needs, pursue hospitality, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be in agreement with one another. Do not be proud. Instead, associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own estimation, and do not pay anyone evil for evil. Try to do what is honorable in everyone's eyes. If possible, on your part, live at peace with everyone. The divine diet is a wonderful diet. It's one in where we're fed as much as we want, we have God-given gifts, and we are loved. Although there is one thing we must not do while on this diet, and that is retaliate against those we are upset with. Even in the closest families and among the closest friends, people who love one another can harbor resentment, frustration, and even anger. Sometimes these feelings are minor, stemming from careless or insensitive remarks. Other times, purposeful insults, heated disagreements, or abusive acts can turn into long-term rifts. People may hold grudges, harbor lifelong resentment, or even seek retribution. However, verses 19 through 21 are very clear on this and say, friends, do not avenge yourselves. Instead, leave room for his wrath. For it is written, vengeance belongs to me. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For in doing so, you will be heaping fiery coals on his hands. Do not be conquered by evil, but conquer evil with good. Therefore, I challenge each and every one of you out there, including myself, to start the divine diet this coming new year. I challenge you to become the person God wants you to be. Remember, the road ahead is great, and that all believers will be with God in heaven. In the meantime, we will all have potholes and speed bumps along the way. Yet the premise is simple. Believe, confess, repent, and ask for forgiveness. Our Father wants what is best for us, using our gifts and showing love, showing the world our belief in the Lord God, and allowing us to follow him into the glory of heaven. Please let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this beautiful day, and thank you for this time that we can be here with you. Please bless each and every one in this congregation, and please be with Pastor Nathan and his family, and give them travel mercies as they return home. Please be with all these folks in the upcoming new year, and please let us all look at the divine diet and what we can do for you. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.